I have come to give you life, life abundantly, so you may give life to others. I went about doing good. Follow me. I had a beautiful night of worship with the Lord. We danced, and I felt totally rejuvenated and restored. I rested in his arms, soaking up the love he was flooding me with. Oh, it was so special. And how I needed it. He was so tender and romantic. I fell totally in love all over again and didn't know which way was up. Just filled with his sweet joy and completion that we felt in one another. Dear ones, remember, you are so very unique. You have a DNA imprint that is yours alone, and that circuit was stamped on your being when you were created. It came from his image of you in his heart. No one else in the world is like you, and therefore no one else in the world can fill that spot in his heart. No one else can reconnect and satisfy the Father. Only you, when you give your life to him. You have the foot that fits in the glass slipper, and he longs to see you return to his heart. Jesus is in love with you, and when he is with you, you are the only one in the world for him. From that perspective, he also longs to partner with you to bring salvation to the world. So as I came to sit down and listen for what he had to say, he gave me a beautiful, encouraging personal word. And then he went on to talk about all of you, my sweetheart dwellers. Jesus began, "So many are languishing in the world without understanding who they are. They roam as captives formed by the system, lacking any inner direction at all. But you see, I shall give it to them as they press into me, and I need you to continue to teach them that." And here I just want to make a note that I've had several people who have left the world, sold everything, and they just don't know what to do next. And he was addressing that in this message. "Lord, I'm at a loss to help them with direction when they strip down and don't know what to do next." He continued, "You tell them to follow their heart, don't you?" "Yes." "Well, that is where I'm working on them, in their hearts. They have inspirations, even as you did, with the cherry blossoms." That was an event that set me off on my photography career when I was 20 years old. "They get insights and inspirations, but because they have been so cloned by the systems of this world, they think it's impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. I want them to forsake their father's house, for I have desired their beauty. I want to lead them by a path they have not known, by a way that is foreign to them." And just as a note, I wanted to say that that inspiration that I had happened in Chicago when I was 20 years old, and a storm came in, covered the cherry trees with snow, and it was absolutely delightfully beautiful. And I took photographs of it, and I realized at that point that I wanted to be a nature photographer, which is what I ended up doing. And the Lord started me there, following a dream. But then I came to the end of the road with that, and what I really longed for was him and living in him and helping others. So it was a journey. But I was so oppressed when I was that age and so far from him, not knowing him at all, and having encountered terrible disappointments and searching out who he was with clergy. He gave me something else to do that brought me great joy, but it only lasted for a season, and then he let me encounter the hunger in my spirit for him. And that's when things really started to change. So, moving on. The last thing he said was, "I want them to forsake their father's house, for I have desired their beauty. I want to lead them by a path they have not known, by a way that is foreign to them. I will speak to them in their hearts, but they must cultivate hearing me. Every day I give them clues, and yet they remain clueless because they do not hear. Lord, why are they deaf? Because the noise of the world has drowned out my voice. This is why substantial silence and prayer are so very necessary. Let them pursue their day waiting on me to open the doors of their hearts to the wisdom that is from above. So much is governed by social norms. So much is suppressed by worldly parents. They must break totally free from that influence of parents and relatives and pursue their dreams, or they will walk in this world as though they were dead. And in a way, they are dead. Dead to their dreams and destinies that I have planted in their being from before time. But so many numb out with media, music and films, entertainments of all sorts. They numb out because the precious thing I planted in them has been put in the casket of unimaginative cultural norms and impossibilities, and then it is buried. It has long since died and been put to rest. But in their hearts there is unrest. What have I not done? They ask. My answer? You have not listened very carefully. You have not heard me. If you had heard me, you would not be in this place of uncertainty and conformity. You would be pursuing your dream. I want my children, my lambs, and my sheep to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And in your very DNA lies your destiny, which I have brought forth for a time such as this. Dream bigger, my people. Dream bigger. I do not mean a television ministry in fame. I mean that deeply hidden secret desire to live a life so very different from what you're now living. A life lived outside the box. It's not practical, people will say. And you will swallow that and walk away from your dreams to lead a lukewarm, wishy-washy life? Or will you strike out in faith and follow the dream no matter what it costs you? Some of you can see your destinies in your childhood and growing up. Things happened that left a deep impression. You remember, Claire, how you used to feed people? That was a foreshadowing of your hands-on ministry. Providing food for the poor, and not just any old food, but really choice food. Do you remember how you took time with the hurting and the misunderstood? Do you recall the long and deep conversations about truth and life? You were so lost and searching. It was very disappointing for you to have the answers that you didn't get from the clergy. You hungered and sought to know the truth. What's beyond the face of the ordinary? Truly, is there a God? And who is he? A vapor? A force? Impersonal? Unknowable? Do you remember the pain that caused you? Existentialism, and no concrete answers, only more desolation and darkness, everywhere you turned. Truly, these were the things that you longed to know, but did not find in every godless spirituality of the world. Journey after journey and nothing but blind alleys, dead ends. And now you have found me, or rather accepted me, for I have been with you throughout your life, and driven by the pain of not knowing the truth, your heart is to share me with searching and aching hearts. This is your journey's end. Whether it be in song or writing, you have found your mission in life to bring my love to others. A personal, pure, yet intimate love where souls can find their peace in me, their meaning in me, their life in me. My children, for those of you who are hurting and longing to know, look deeply into your hearts. What has been your deepest desire and driving force? What has brought you the greatest joy in your life? Not the fleeting joys of obtaining an object, but a profound joy of knowing that you just did something that brought you a certain kind of fulfillment that you've always longed for. My people, the answer is within your heart and a response to the needs of others. Look for that combination and act on it. Find a way to help and bring others to me and pursue that. You may even start very small, collecting food from the market and passing it out to those living in the park. Listen to their concerns. Spend time with them. Pray for them and share from your own substance. Find a way to make your life count, bringing me to others. Whether it be food or prayer or music, give it to others generously and I will increase you. I will show you the way while you are serving, even in the littlest endeavors. Lord, some people ask me if they should go to school and get a degree in theology. I've seen the disastrous results of that. They learn about the Bible but do not know God. They become worldly, building programs to grow churches, worldly churches, but haven't a clue as to who you are. Jesus replied, "University is not necessary. Anointing, compassion, and love are necessary. I will provide all these things. Unless I specifically lead you to Bible college, you can be equipped right where you are by simply going about doing good, studying scripture, praying for others, and seeking me. Trust me that I reward good wills. You cannot outgive me. If you prove by your sincerity that you want with all your heart to serve me, start with what you already have and add to that. I will do all the rest. Learning brings pride. Charity edifies. It is much easier to turn a moving ship than one standing still in the ocean. Once you are underway, you are moving and focused on helping others. One thing leads to another. Then I will drop little hints in your heart and begin to lead you deeper and deeper. Up until 3 years ago, Ezekiel and Claire devoted their lives to finding hungry families and feeding them. People recognized the value they had in bringing me to the community, and they began to support them. They also had prayer groups where Ezekiel led worship and Claire taught. You have a gift. Use it. You have the ability to pray, to listen, and encourage. Use it. Find a way to live selflessly and bring me to those you encounter. Stay in my word and bring that word to the hungry, not with condemnation, but with encouragement, and if necessary, very gentle correction. But you must be aware that you're dealing with souls that have been browbeaten and told they were worthless from birth, and they see me as just another judge who condemns them. They do not see my unconditional love, my understanding, compassion, and that I am totally for them. I do not condemn them. I am for them and for their good, and I have a future for them. You show this to them. They hunger for it. Bring it to them. Make it come alive. Whether it's in a loaf of bread, a song, an encouraging word, makes no difference. Feed my lambs and my sheep that wander the hillsides with no one to care for them. I will anoint you to do it. Feed them and I will be with you.